this is not a problem that's going to peter out. It's one that is actually growing, notwithstanding the fact that the administration in the US and indeed on this side of the Atlantic are acutely conscious of it. So I think it's going to be about understanding what's working in the fight against terrorism and being much smarter in addressing the major black hole that is the internet and online platforms and how it facilitates and assists. So I think, you know, seeing more attention and focus, particularly on Capitol Hill, on how this is working and identifying ways to try to restrict it without restricting free speech, I think is going to be a real challenge for the U.S.
So aside from that, what else do you see that's going to be a front burner issue for the U.S. in the near term?
A huge number of those already serving sentences who've been convicted of terrorist attacks, they will, their terms, their prison sentences will conclude and they will be due for release. So, you know, finding a way to prepare for that and ensure that that they don't become a threat to U.S. citizens over the course of the next few years. I think a quarter of all convicted terrorists are due to be released over the next 5 years in the United States. So that is a real challenge. And I think, again, it goes back to the point that I was making about understanding what's happening in the prison system in countries that have problems and challenges with activists and engaged terrorists.
That's Lucinda Creighton, senior advisor to the Counter-Extremism Project. The longer version at WTOP.com, search national security. J.J. Green, WTOP News.
And ensuring that they can be monitored and effectively disabled when they exit the prison system is going to be extremely important.
Recidivism has always been a problem here in terms of prisoners and returning to their crime. And, you know, there was a period when people talked about demobilization and rehabilitation, et cetera, et cetera. Some of that may have worked. Some of it may not have. One of the things that is interesting at this point is the president says that ISIS was defeated in Syria. Do you agree with that?
It's hard to say that it has been defeated. I think that, you know, the ambition for the caliphate has certainly been diminished. We probably in Europe have probably sort of suffered the consequences of that most acutely because clearly the efforts of ISIS and other extremist terrorist groups have been focused on continental Europe in particular. But you know, there's still a long way to go. And I think, you know, stabilization and sort of the rebuilding of Syria is going to take a long time. I think that, you know, there have been successes in Syria, certainly, but it's probably, a stretch to suggest that the activity of ISIS has been, you know, entirely defeated. I don't think that stands up.
The strength of ISIS and its ability to precipitate attacks, whether it's directly, whether it's through urging sympathizers to do that, is that have they lost that ability to some degree since their so-called caliphate disappeared, or where does that stand?
They have. We would be of the opinion that they have pretty much migrated. So, you know, as the caliphate has sort of diminished as a realistic objective for ISIS in Syria in particular, you know, they have looked to other modes and mechanisms to recruit and to radicalize, and the obvious focus for them has been on online activity. We actually published a study late last year called "Spiders of the Caliphate," which effectively maps out the support network of ISIS, which is conducted through Facebook primarily, and it, you know, it makes for pretty chilling reading. You know, it shows how they promote their terrorist propaganda, how they organize plots via social media platforms. So I think anybody who thinks they've gone away is misguided. It's pretty clear as our researchers have mapped it out, and it's available on the Counter-Extremism Project's website, that the connections online are stronger and are growing. And until it is regulated and the tech companies are forced to take action, it will continue. So we certainly don't see them going away. And we really see that that the tech companies have to act and have to be forced to act, because unfortunately, their track record has been pretty abysmal on that front over recent years.
What kind of tactics do you see them engaging and employing now?
I think that's exactly it. I mean, you know, we've seen the rise of lone wolf attacks in Europe in particular in recent years. We've seen it very recently in Strasbourg, a city that I was visiting last week, actually attending a session of the European Parliament. And just before Christmas, one attacker targeted individuals at a Christmas market, and that has become a real feature. So that is the tactic of these organizations in the Western world. It's easy, you know, it's easy to do and plan and plot and execute without drawing attention of intelligence services and police agencies. So it's a pretty straightforward method for them. And I think they would argue that it has met with some success. When your success is measured in terms of death toll and horrific injuries carried out against innocent civilians, that's what they've been doing and that's what they will continue to do. And that is why it's so important to be able to understand what's going on through messaging services and through online platforms, because by and large, that is how and where these people are being inspired to carry out these attacks. And we saw in ISIS, one of its most recent newsletters, there was an explicit call to increase activity, particularly around attracting new members and radicalizing individuals through online platforms. It is a very clear agenda now of ISIS and other similar organizations. And the objective is to mobilize people to carry out those types of attacks, whether it's, you know, knife attacks, running vehicles over pedestrians, you know, attacking places where events are being celebrated, like Christmas markets or fireworks or national days of celebration or whatever. That is the method that they are deploying. And unfortunately, it is a method that strikes fear in people's hearts. And it's why we have to ensure that we really reduce the opportunity for them to recruit people to carry out those types of atrocities.
Lucinda Creighton, Senior Advisor for the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.